Don't believe in the world, believe in yourself, Muhammad Ali said in an interview in a boxing ring after a spectacular match. Hello, today we will be talking about how Muhammad Ali won the heart of everybody around the world. Welcome to The World According to Taj, a broadcast written and recorded in Beijing. Hi, I'm your host Taj.
And I am Hewan.
Have you ever wondered how he maintained the body he had? Have you ever wondered how he lived his life? Do you want to know about it? Because I bet you do.
Actually, I wonder how he lived in his time because everybody was just killing black men and women.
Yeah, I agree. Those were very difficult times. And you know, it was he who prevailed over. That is why I believe he's a superhero without a cape. Muhammad Ali makes in my likely list of heroes as he motivated millions and millions of people, including Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about him.
You know what? His perseverance is worth appreciating.
Yeah, I would like to hear more about him.
In nearly all his interviews, the great Mike Tyson conveyed why he is there in the ring. Do you want to know why?
Yes, tell me, please.
It was because of Muhammad Ali. Being black himself encouraged him to fight against the thought of racism through sports and not through terror.
That was just great thought.
During his childhood, when he lost his parents during a racist attack, he did not lose hope for life. He did not embrace drugs or any other addiction, which was quite prevalent during that times.
That is very sad.
He had always reminded himself about the cause of the death of his parents. And he never wanted to suffer like them. He used to earn his living and sometimes ate leftovers when could not earn. He could not go to school with children of his age.
This is quite appreciating.
He trained himself for about 12 hours a day. And after finishing his job, he barely got time to sleep or rest.
Wow, that's amazing.
With all these negative feelings, still, he rose himself to be a strong, humble, and polite man.
Is that really true?
Yeah, it is. Trust me. He was ready to help others smile. He worked really hard to gain fame. He reached the peak. He lived with the motto, if one is ready to gain, he should be ready to give too.
So thoughtful.
Whatever he earned during his fights, he gave away to blacks. Only by means of orphanage or old homes. Though living a very hard life, he emerged as a superhuman. Had been an ordinary man, he would have either given up or would have played a negative role. All these traits really make him a superhero without a cape. World would be a better place if we have thoughts like these.
It is really great to hear about such a nice man.
See you tomorrow for another humble portrait. You're listening to The World According to Taj.
Women can also be heroes. Welcome to another episode of our incredible podcast. Today's date is April 6th, and our discussion is on how women can also be unlikely heroes and how Jane Goodall became a hero to many people. My name is Hewan and
my name is Taj. We're extremely glad to meet you.
So, Taj, do you think women can also be unlikely heroes?
Women being a hero? How? Women are just weaker than men. I can't imagine them being heroes.
Well, women can also be unlikely heroes. Many people think that women cannot, but that's just gender discrimination. Who says women can't be heroes? Women can also be strong with words, and people shouldn't treat men and women differently.
Yeah, you're right. I agree that women and men should be treated equal.
That's it. And Todd, do you know Jane Goodall?
Of course, she's famous for communicating with animals and became heroes to many people.
Right. Todd, is Jane Goodall a man?
You kidding? No.
See, Jane Goodall is a woman, but she became an unlikely hero. It is just stuck in people's mind that women can't be heroes.
OMG, you're right.
Hey Todd, do you know what is the percentage of the population is for women and men?
I don't know. Men are probably higher.
You're wrong. Women are higher. Currently, men are 161.37% and women are 168.73%.
Wow! I didn't know that. Does that mean that there can be more women unlikely heroes than men?
Probably yes. Now we have an interview for Mr. Bay. Mr. Bay, do you think women can also be unlikely heroes?
Well, women can be heroes, but it is unusual. I don't think many people think so.
You're right, Mr. Bay. Do you know any unlikely heroes who are women?
I sure do. I know Helen Keller, Jane Goodall, Coco Chanel, Zaha Hadid, Clara Schumann, and others.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, but they became heroes in diverse ways.
Yeah, I am happy that Mr. Bay knows that woman is the same as a man. Thank you for coming today, Mr. Bay. Back to our conversation, Taj, do you know how Jane Goodall became an unlikely hero?
I don't know, just.
Alright, so you don't know.
I guess so. Can you tell me about it?
Sure, in Jane's first birthday, her dad gave her a chimpanzee doll. Clearly then, Jane started to like animals and nature. She was inspired by a cartoon character called Tarzan and wanted to visit Africa. In 1957, Jane went to Africa by a friend's invitation. She thought how chimpanzees used bark to find food was interesting and thought about them for 25 years.
Oh my god, that's so cool! She must have worked a lot.
Yeah.
What is Jane Goodall doing today?
That's a great question. Today, Jane Goodall travels around the world, writing, speaking, and spreading hope through action, encouraging each of us to use the gift of our life to make the world a better place.
That is so nice!
Yeah, I'm sure now that you think women can also become heroes.
Of course, it was just stuck in my mind that women are weak and they are not heroes.
Cool, I hope everyone listening to this podcast can also remind themselves that women can be unlikely heroes.
Yeah, people are equal.
Haha, you're right, Taj, and thank you everyone for listening to our podcast. We will see you next time with another terrific episode. Bye!